Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a sunrise set emotional breakdown effects chain for jungle and old school DNB vibes. This one is all about the breakdown section, not the full track. And that's important, because in drum and bass the breakdown is not just the quiet part. It's the contrast engine. It's the moment where the room exhales, the emotion comes forward, and the drop gets set up to hit even harder. For a sunrise set, we want the section to feel warm, wide, a little nostalgic and slightly hazy. Think rag of vocal energy, misty delays, dubby reverb space, filtered breakbeat ghosts, and bass movement that feels like it's coming out of fog rather than slamming in too early. We're going to build a breakdown that lasts around 4 to 8 bars, and the goal is to keep the jungle DNA alive even when the arrangement opens up. So even if the drums pull back, the listener should still feel the groove memory. That's what makes the drop feel like a return instead of a restart. Let's start by setting up the session cleanly. Create separate tracks for your rag of vocal, your breakbeat edits, and your bass atmosphere. Then set up a couple of return tracks for delay and reverb. If you want extra grit, make a third return for parallel distortion or saturation. Keep everything color-coded and organized, because in DNB, speed matters and clean routing saves a lot of headaches once automation starts flying around. Now let's build the emotional anchor first. The rag of vocal. Load in a short vocal phrase, preferably something with character. You want attitude, timing, and personality. This is not the place for overly polished pop vocals. Short callouts, chants, shouts, and old tape-style phrases work beautifully here. On the vocal track, start with EQ8 and high pass at somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. That clears space and keeps the low end from getting muddy. After that, add saturator and give it a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Just enough to bring out some edge and make it feel a bit more worn in. Next, add auto filter and start with a low pass setting around 600 Hz to 1.5 kHz. We'll automate that open later, so the vocal slowly reveals more air as the breakdown develops. After that, add echo or simple delay for the dump feel, and finish with hybrid reverb to give it some depth and atmosphere. For the delay, try musical times like 1/8 dotted or quarter note. That gives you that classic reggae and dub-style bounce. For the reverb, keep the decay around 1.8 to 4.5 seconds, with a bit of pre-delay so the vocal stays intelligible before it dissolves into space. The key idea here is not to leave the vocal dry. Let it partially live in the delay and reverb returns. That gives you the feeling of the words floating out into the morning air. And here's a good teacher tip. One strong vocal hit can sound massive if you repeat it in different ways. Try one dry, one delayed, one filtered, and maybe one pitch down an octave. That kind of variation makes a simple phrase feel like a full moment. Now let's keep the jungle identity alive with the breakbeat ghost layer. Take a classic break edit or a loop from your project and strip it down to the essentials. We don't need full-on drum pressure here. We want hints of the groove. Think ghost kick tails, snare echoes, hat chatter, and chop top loop fragments. Use warp if you need to tighten timing. If you want more control, slice to new MIDI track and reprogram the hits. On the break layer, add EQ8 and high pass somewhere around 150 to 220 Hz so the sub stays clear. Then use drum bus for glue and character. A little drive can help, and some transients can keep the break sharp. Usually I'd keep boom low or off during the breakdown, because we want space, not full low-end impact. This is one of the most important ideas in jungle breakdowns. Even when the drums are reduced, the listener should still hear the break pattern in their head. That groove memory is what makes the tune feel connected. Now let's design the bass atmosphere. During a sunrise breakdown, you usually don't want the full bassline banging away. Instead, create a bass presence that hints at the main low-end identity without taking over. It might be a filtered sub, a restexture, or a resampled bass tail that feels distant and emotional. Use wave-eatable or analog and build a sustained note or two-note phrase that fits the track. Keep it sparse. In old-school DNB and jungle, less is often more here. A root note with maybe a fifth or octave move can be enough. Add auto-filter and start the cutoff low, maybe around 150 to 400 Hz, depending on the sound. Add saturator for a little warmth, and then utility, to keep the actual sub-mono. If the sound has layers, keep the sub centered, let the mid layer be a bit wider but quieter, and keep any air or grit layer very subtle. The vibe we want is bass emerging from fog. So automate the filter slowly opening over the breakdown, and maybe let a little more presence come forward near the end. But keep it restrained. The bass should be a memory of pressure, not the full pressure yet. Now let's move to the delay and reverb space. This is where the breakdown really opens up. A lot of producers make the mistake of putting too many effects directly on the source. For this style, it's usually better to use return tracks that keeps the mix clearer and gives you more control over how much each element feeds into the space. Set up one return for echo, one for hybrid reverb, and if you want extra dirt, another return with saturator and a filter. On the echo return, use musical times like 1/8 dotted, quarter note, or even 3/16. Keep the feedback moderate, somewhere around 20-45%, and filter the repeats so they stay musical and don't take over the top end or the low end. On the reverb return, go for a large room or hall with a decay somewhere between 2.5 and 6 seconds. If the low end starts building up, high pass inside the reverb or after it. That's a really important move in DNB, because muddy breakdowns can destroy the impact of the next drop. Then use send automation. Push the vocal hits into the delay and reverb more heavily at key moments, especially the last word of a phrase. That's where the ragga energy really shines. Let the repeats spill into the empty space, then pull them back before the drop returns. That contrast gives the section life. Now let's think like arrangers, not just sound designers. A strong breakdown has an emotional arc. It's not random movement. It's a story. If your section is 8 bars, you can think of it like this. The first bars release the drop energy, then the vocal and space take over. After that, the ghost break returns lightly, the bass atmosphere creeps in, and the final bars build tension with more delay, more filtering, maybe some snare echoes, and a little more movement before the return. Automation is the engineer. Automate the vocal filter opening, the delay send on keywords, the reverb send on the final phrase, the breaks drum bus drive, and the bass layer's utility gain or filter cutoff. Even small changes make a huge difference if they're intentional. And here's a really useful mindset. Every automation move should do one of three things. It should increase anticipation, reveal groove, or clear space for the next impact. If it doesn't do one of those things, it might just be clutter. Next, let's add a transition FX layer that feels authentic to jungle and old-school DNB. You can build this with stock Ableton tools using noise, reverse cymbals, pitch movement, and maybe a little vinyl-style texture. Operator or Wavetable can generate a noise swell. Add auto pan if you want movement, frequency shifter for subtle motion, and reverb for a big lift. A reversed snare or reverse break tail can also work really well. For the movement, keep it tasteful. Auto pan synced around half notes or quarter notes can give the noise life. Frequency shifter should be tiny, not obvious, just enough to make it feel alive. If you add vinyl distortion, do it on a parallel layer and keep it moderate. We want handmade and dubby, not glossy and cinematic. For sunrise energy, avoid those over-the-top festival risers. Instead, think dub sirens, noise whooshes, reverse break smear, and slightly worn tape-like transitions. That keeps the vibe rooted in the culture. Now let's glue the whole thing together on a breakdown bus. Route the vocal, break ghost, bass atmosphere, and FX into one group. On that group, use a Q8, glue compressor, utility, and maybe a touch of saturator. Keep the compression gentle. Maybe a 2-to-1 ratio with only 1-to-2 dB of gain reduction. The goal is to unify the layers, not crush them. Use utility to check mono compatibility, especially for the sub and important rhythmic elements. You want the breakdown to feel big but still controlled. In fact, a roomy breakdown with tight low-end discipline makes the drop feel even bigger when it lands. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't drown everything in reverb. Don't let the bass atmosphere get too full. Don't lose the groove memory, and don't make your transitions too sudden. Also, always check the mono compatibility. If the low end gets weird when summed, the drop will lose power. Here's a strong practical approach you can use right away. Start your breakdown with just the vocal and space. Let the drop energy disappear, then let the room open up. After a bar or two, bring in the ghost break very lightly, maybe just a few chopped hits. Then let the bass atmosphere creep in under it. In the middle of the breakdown, increase the delay throws and maybe let a snare echo answer the vocal phrase. Near the end, start stripping things back again so the final bars feel more minimal. That empty space right before the drop is what makes the return feel huge. If you want extra depth, try building two versions of the breakdown. One can be warmer and more emotional, with the vocal front and center, soft ghost breaks, and wide delay and reverb. The other can be more underground, with more break fragments, more saturation, less reverb, and sharper filter motion. Same source material, different emotional direction. That's a great way to learn what actually moves the energy for your track. As a mini practice, Try building a quick 8-bar sunrise breakdown from one vocal phrase, one break sample, and one bass atmosphere. High pass the break around 180 Hz. Automate the vocal filter from dark to open. Send the final vocal word into more delay and finish with a reverse cymbal or noise swell into the drop. Then bounce it and listen once with the ghost break layer and once without it. You'll hear exactly how much that groove memory matters. So to wrap it up, the formula here is simple but powerful. Ragga vocal as the emotional lead, ghost break to preserve jungle identity, filtered bass atmosphere for memory of the low end, return bass delay and reverb for dub space, and careful automation to shape the journey. If you get this right, your breakdown won't feel like empty space. It'll feel like the room breathing before the next jungle drop. And that is exactly the kind of energy that makes a sunrise set hit properly.